AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 322,000 sedans worldwide.
Don't slam that door. The side airbags can inflate if they're closed too hard. The recall covers certain Dodge Chargers from the 2011 to 2014 model years. Earlier this month, more than 843,000 Dodge Ram pickup trucks were recalled for the same problem. Fiat Chrysler says the airbag control modules may be too sensitive and need to be recalibrated. The company says it knows of three minor injuries from the problem. I'm Martin DeCaro.
President Obama is making note of Medicare and Medicaid turning 50.
If one of the best measures of a country is how it treats its more vulnerable citizens, seniors, the poor, the sick, then America has a lot to be proud of.
He spoke in his weekly media address and the Republicans' weekly address. Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers says her party is moving forward with ideas to help American veterans.
We're ready to modernize the VA system with new technologies to honor our heroes with world-class care that matches their world-class service.
A lion researcher in Zimbabwe is now casting doubt on a report of the shooting death of a male lion who was a companion of Cecil, a famous protected lion that was killed by an American hunter in early July. He says the satellite collar on the second lion, named Jericho, has been sending normal signals indicating the lion is alive and moving around. Meanwhile, the Safari Operators Association says it suspended the hunting of lions and other animals in an area favored by hunters after Cecil being killed.
Hunting of lions, leopards, and elephants in areas outside Hwange National Parks has been suspended with immediate effect.
This is AP Radio News. New York lawmakers are at odds over a proposal to name a highway for musician Billy Joel.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Lawmakers are clearly not of one New York state of mind. The proposed honor for Billy Joel is being held up over a difference of opinion over a simple question. Should the state name things after people while they're still alive? A Republican introduced the bill, but some Democrats are opposing it. So a street through Billy Joel's Long Island hometown may someday bear his name. But for now, some lawmakers like the signs for Route 107 in Hicksville just the way they are. Julie Walker, New York.
Downton Abbey is getting its own float in next year's Rose Parade. PBS airs the program, and its president and CEO made the announcement at a TV critics event being held. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.